Hallelujah. We have the word that the Lord has given us. And I pray that may His word speak to your life this morning. May His word come to you with revelation, understanding that will steer your life not only today, but for the days and the rest of the time to come. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited that you are here and you are ready to listen to the word of God? Praise the Lord. His word is a lamp unto our feet. His word is a guide unto our feet. Psalm tells us that. Hallelujah. So I want us always to be excited when the word of the Lord comes to us, because it comes in due season and in due timing. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, you're going to open with me the book of Psalms chapter 9 verse 10. That will be our opening verse. Psalms chapter 9 verse 10. And let's see what the word of the Lord says to us this morning. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Hallelujah. Is someone reading with me? Do you have your Bibles? Psalms chapter 9, chapter 10, chapter 9, verse 10. Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. Praise the Lord. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For those who know their God, they put their trust in Him. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Hallelujah. Has come to us with a message of trust in the Lord. If you're writing that down, the message is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. What is that is bothering you this morning? What is that life has brought before you that has been bothering you all the days of your time? The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord. And the reading has come from Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. Now, let me begin by defining the word trust. In your English dictionary, or in whichever encyclopedia you may use to explain it, simply, trust is a firm belief. Trust is a firm belief. Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, or in the ability of someone or something, or in the strength of something or someone. Hallelujah. You trust someone because you know they are reliable. You are able to trust and sit into that car that you used to come to church this morning because you are comfortable that this car, when I sit in it, it is reliable. I know its strength is reliable. It will take me to where I want to go. You are seated on that chair right now this morning because you have trusted in the ability that you have sat on that chair, and that chair will not throw you down. Praise the Lord. In other words, if you did not have the trust in that chair, I would see each and every one of you coming to check if the legs are well. But all of you did not do that, and I believe you really had your trust on the chair that you are sitting in. Praise the Lord. You have trusted that that chair you're sitting on is strong enough to carry your weight. You have believed that that chair you're sitting on cannot let you down. Praise the Lord. You have trusted reliably on the strength of that chair. Well, I want this morning that you do not only trust that chair, you should not only trust the car that you have near you, you should not only trust the money that you have, but I want you to put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. And let God speak to your heart. Let God reveal to you the depth of this message, so that when you understand that trust is something that you need as a believer in your life, then worry will fly away from you. Anxiousness will fly away from you. Life is not as easy as you may see. Every day you wake up in the morning, you wake up with a need. What will I eat today? How will I travel and go to my place of work this morning? It is January and school is yet just... By the way, let me welcome into the month of February as well. Can you clap to the Lord for finishing the month of January in power and in strength? Hallelujah. And in the same way that you trusted God through the month of January, let me tell you the truth and a fact of matter. January, not as the previous years has been, this time January was not what we knew before. Hallelujah. How many tell me they felt the heat and the temperature that always come with January in this year, January that passed us 2 days ago? Very few of you, I believe, cannot say January was not as hot as it has always been in the previous years. Not only in the atmosphere or in the environment, but also in the finances and in your pockets. You know, January as a season, people always know it as a very dry time. A very dry season that after spending in the festivity, everyone is just saying, let's wait for January. In fact, they even try to keep something aside, waiting for the month of January, because they know it as a very hot month, and at the same time, there is no money in people's pocket. But because the prophetic word of the Lord came to us this year, I believe we have celebrated January and we have enjoyed January that has just passed us. Hallelujah. Does someone really tell me that January was very hard for them this year? By the great smiles I'm looking on at your face, it seems you have some stocks of money that you've put in your pocket, and the school that is about to open, you already secured that. And still, if you have not yet secured the school fees for your children or the rent that you need, let that not be worrisome to you. Let that not trouble you this morning. Hallelujah. Let that not trouble you. Let that not worry you. Put your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. PLE results have come out. And the parents who have never paid children in secondary school are now beginning to think, what am I going to do? The child has been in a government school. Perhaps it was a PLE school. And now the child wants to go to a private school and a very good school. Praise the Lord. And it does not come priceless. You must have something in your hands. You must have something that you'll use to buy the requirements this child will need for going back to school. And right now, someone is seated here. I want to encourage you. If you are in that position, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. How more valuable are you to Him than the birds, compared to the birds that flies in the air? Do we know where birds sleep? Do we know where they nest? Do we know how they build their nests? Do we know where they feed from each and every day? We do not know. Some of us just wake up to find birds flying over our heads. And we do not know where they come from. But this is what God has created. Matthew tells us that He loves us more than the birds in the air. His creation that He has created, He loves us more than those things. Why? You are more precious to God. He created you in His own image, not as a bird. Do birds resemble God? It is us humans who resemble God. So why would He not care for us more than the birds that He is able to feed outside in the range? Praise the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. Now, trust does not come easily, and trust takes time to build. Praise the Lord. You have trusted God with your salvation life, and you have believed Him. And because you have believed Him and you have trusted Him, that is why you got saved. Hallelujah. You got saved from what? From the worries, from the cares that the world throws at us. Hallelujah. Because through His Son, He came that He may save us from our troubles. Hallelujah. God came that He may save us. And because He came to save us, He gave us choices to make for us to be saved. That is why I was saying trust is not something that you easily fall into. You must build it, and it takes a process. Why are you trusting God this morning? Hallelujah. You are trusting God this morning because He has already saved you from the pit of hell or from the life of sin. What are you trusting God for this morning to save you? You have trusted Him with your life, and you are trusting Him to heal you if you need a miracle healing from Him. Hallelujah. And He is able to heal you as His son and His daughter. Because you trusted Him, you got saved. You know that the word that He has promised through His son Jesus Christ on the cross, that He would purchase our healing on the cross. That is why you have also trusted Him that He can heal you. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage us this morning that let's continue trusting Him. Let's build our lives trusting Him. Let us not lose trust in God and become unfaithful. Because the Bible tells us that He alone is trustworthy. He alone cannot let us down. Hallelujah. For you as a human being, or a person can promise someone something, but you know circumstances change. And when you promise them and you don't fulfill, they will lose trust in you. Hallelujah. Someone will end up losing trust in you. But when God promises you, God is always sure, is always reliable, is always dependable, and is always in strength. It is only us in our weaknesses that we tend to forget what God has spoken to us, and we drift away from His promises. We lose on the way of trust as people. But I want to encourage you this morning that know that whatever God has promised you this year from the prophetic word that He has given us through the bishop, when you hearken to it, believe it, accept it, and take it into your life, that promise will come true in your life, no matter what time it may take. Hallelujah. You may say, time is going. January has already elapsed. Even my prayer, my New Year resolution that I have drafted down, I had not yet got money to begin the business I want to start. Hallelujah. And now you think the resolution is going to fall late behind the schedule. Do not change your plans. Stick to what you have set and what God has put in your heart as a burden to achieve this year. Hallelujah. Do not waver in that New Year resolution you have placed before yourself and before God. Trust in Him, because He's going to be able to make it count in your life. Hallelujah. I have said in a certain way, one way or the other, we have trusted God. Why? Number one is, we believed Him and we gave our lives to His Son, Jesus Christ, to receive salvation. Why didn't we trust in all other things that we have around us? Why didn't we trust in all ways that Satan has put aside, which we know cannot lead us anywhere? At the end, it will be destruction. But we have decided to trust Jesus. We have decided to trust God. And because we have decided to trust Him, I want to encourage us, let that trust keep growing in your life and remain strong in it. However, life may be challenging today. You know, your heart has so many weary needs, so many conditions that is always around us, so many desires that come around us. We are always anxious. We are troubled. Hallelujah. We are burdened, and the fears have come to us at every single moment in life. And we do not know what to decide. We do not know what to do. Hallelujah. But the Bible has already told us in Psalms chapter 9, verse 10, that those who know you, Lord, will trust you. You do not abandon anyone who comes to you. Hallelujah. That was Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. We read it. I want someone to know this morning that God will not abandon you. Hallelujah. God will not abandon you. And God is telling us something as well in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 26. This is what the Bible says. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of value than the birds in the air? Hallelujah. Do really birds wake up in the morning and start thinking, where am I going to fly and eat today? What am I going to eat today? Hallelujah. Birds do not do that, because they are very sure that the person who created them, when they wake up, will lead them to places where they should feed from. Will lead them to places where they should perch. Hallelujah. And the Bible is asking us, if God can take care of the birds that feed in the fields and live in the air, are we not much more valuable than the birds? Are we not much more valuable than the creation? We are much more valuable. He has created us in His own image. Hallelujah. He has created us in His own image. And when you continue to verse 26, look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless. This is Message Bible. You can give us NIV or KJV. Verse 26. Hallelujah. Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Verse 25, you go back. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about life. Verse 25. Do not be anxious about life. Hallelujah. Is someone anxious this morning? Is someone worried this morning? Is someone battered around by the forces of life this morning? God is speaking to your life this day. God is speaking to you. God is telling you, do not be anxious. Do not worry. Do not be anxious. Is it a healing that you need from God in your life? Is it a restoration that you need from God in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your job, in your finances? God is telling us this morning, do not be anxious. Hallelujah. Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Verse 25. Hallelujah. This is why I tell you, do not be worried about food and drink, what you need to stay alive, the medicine. Some of you might have trusted in the power of medicine. It is a good thing. When your doctor prescribes it, please take it. But also the physician will tell you, we have given you the medicine. We trust God for your healing. Hallelujah. That's what a right physician will tell you. We give you the medicine, but we trust God to heal you. And every time you take that capsule from the physician or the doctor, trust God for the process of your healing. Take the medicine and trust Him. Because there are instances where a doctor will still tell you, we are sorry. We have done our best. We have tried our best. But there was nothing we could do. Hallelujah. But that will not be the case with you this morning. Because you are alive. You are living. And this word has come right back to you this morning, that you should have hope in the Lord your God, because you have decided to know His name. You have decided to trust Him. Psalms 9 verse 10 tells us that. Hallelujah. Trust in Him. For that thing which is bothering you this morning. Oh, the January did not begin for you in a way that you expected. Trust God. For He is never too late, nor too early. He will come into your life at the right time. Hallelujah. Imagine God has created you in His own image. Will He leave you to die? Research shows that we have over 400 billion species of birds. 400 billion species of birds. That is way too much than the average population of human beings. Way too much. It is unimaginable. But in all that God has created, even compared to the birds that is in number than us humans, God still cares for us. He still loves us. And He still wants us to trust Him. Hallelujah. If He's able to take care over 400 million species of birds, what about 8 billion numbers or population of mankind on earth and in the world? You're less. We are as small as a drop in an ocean to God. Hallelujah. The birds are way much beyond our numbers. But still God comes back to us. He tells us, my son, my daughter, I know I have very many assignments. I have to take care over the oceans. I have to take care over the stars and make sure everything is moving right for you. But you are more precious than this, all these things. I am doing all this so that you may live well. Hallelujah. He holds the sun in the skies for our sake. Hallelujah. He rebukes the devourers for our sake. He heals us, that we may not be consumed by the cares and the troubles that surround us. Hallelujah. Are you not much more precious and valuable than the birds? Hallelujah. Our ability to trust in God comes down from our ability to clearly see Him. Hallelujah. Our ability to trust in God, I want you to write that down. Your ability to trust in God, your ability to trust in God comes down to your ability of seeing Him or to see Him clearly. Hallelujah. Your ability to trust in God comes from your ability to clearly see God. Still, Psalms will take you back. Psalms 9:10. Hallelujah. Psalms 9:10. This year should be a year where our prayer and our hearts are, God, I want to know You more. God, I want to see Your presence in my life. God, I want You to work a work in my life. Hallelujah. Your ability to trust in God this morning will come from your ability of seeing Him. You cannot trust in what you do not know. I must tell you that. You cannot trust in what you do not see. Hallelujah. But only in God, because He's the author of life. He created the entire earth out of nothing. And He put each and every creation in order. Hallelujah. God will put your life in order. Trust Him. The chaos that is around you, the need that is around your life, The disease that has ravaged your life, the sickness that has ravaged your life, God will put you life in order when you decide to see Him clearly and when you believe and begin to trust in Him. Hallelujah. Can somebody clap to the Lord if that word has blessed you? Our prayer must be, God, let me know you more this year. God, I want to see you work in my life this year. Hallelujah. David cried out to God and said, where does my help come from? Hallelujah. He made a desperate cry. You'll open Psalms chapter 121, verse 1 to 3. Hallelujah. Psalms 121, verse 1 to 3. This is what the Bible says. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Are you seeking help this morning? Is your life in need? You know the needs you have in your life this morning. You know what cares have come against your life. The Bible tells us that God is the creator of everything. Where should you look? We read and saw that your ability to trust in God comes from your ability of seeing God clearly. Are you seeking to know Him? Are you seeking to find a fulfillment in your life? Look to Him. Search for Him. David searched for God and he said, I looked to the hills. Where does my help come from? Maybe you looked to the finances that you have. You looked to the money that you have. You look to the family, the marriage, the husband that you have. But still that did not answer to the needs that are around you. Hallelujah. You thought the money was going to answer that, but the money did not. That is the cry David is making. David was king, and in his palace he had everything. But that did not help him. He cried out to God, where does my help come from? Hallelujah. I want you to trust the Lord this morning. And know that your help comes from Him. Your help comes from God. I will lift my eyes up to the hills. You can give us verse 2. Hallelujah. David says, from whence shall my help come? Verse 2. Verse 2 says, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. We already saw Matthew telling us that God values us as His children. Is it school fees you're looking for? Is it rent you're looking for? Is it the job that has been bothering you? The needs are beyond I can mention in this house. But each one of us has a certain area that you want God to deliver you from. You are trusting God for a change in your life. You are trusting God for a turnaround of things in your life. Trust in Him. Hallelujah. Because He's reliable, He's dependable. Sometimes we look for help in the things that we have. I already told you that. But that does not answer still. Only God's promises will remain sure and true in our lives. God promised Abraham a son when he was 70. 90 years and Sarah was 70. And it took them over 30 years because before that son or that child would come to fulfillment or promise. The son we know, Isaac. Abraham was living in the house of his father in Tehran. And God came and spoke to him, Abraham, leave your father's house. Go to the land I will show you. A land that I'll give to your descendants. A land that I'll give to your lineage. And Abraham had nothing. He had no child. He had a wife. But they did not even have the hope of having children at their age. They had trust in God. Hallelujah. And we see when the promise delayed to come, Sarah was tempted. Sarah bothered Abraham so much and said, years have gone. I am becoming of age and I cannot conceive to you again. Why don't you take my maidservant Hagar and have a son with him so that this promise that God has given you can be fulfilled in your life? That was an error. When you have a situation in your life, you have a challenge in your life, do not try to fix it yourself. Hallelujah. Because when God has promised you something, when God has promised us as a church through his prophetic word for the year, do not start looking for plan B. Do not start looking for options to fix your life, to make his promises come in your life. When Sarah did that to Abraham and Hagar, something else happened. Sarah became jealous with Hagar and they could not live yet again. And Hagar had already given Abraham a son, and that was Ishmael. Hallelujah. But Ishmael was not the son of promise. So what happened is, because Abraham lost trust in God, and maybe you have already lost also trust in God this morning, I want to encourage you, his promise will still come in your life. No matter how trust or untrustworthy you've become and you cannot see him, the day that promise will come true in your life, you'll remember that, yes, God spoke this over. I think this is the promise that has come. Hallelujah. You could have made that challenge, like that mistake like Sarah did and Hagar and Abraham, but the promise of God was bound to occur. Believe in the word of the promise when God gives you this year. Believe in the word and the promise that God has put in your life through that year resolution that you have placed before him. Believe God that he is still going to make it come into your life. The story is long. You will read Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 to 4. And then you'll also read Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 to 2. How the promise of God came true in the life of Abraham. Abraham was a man of faith. He trusted God. And to him it's counted righteousness. Hallelujah. It was counted to him righteousness. In the New Testament, the Bible tells us that. What are we seeking God for this year in your personal life? Oh, as a church. As a church, the word has been given. The word was given to Abraham. Hallelujah. Are we ready to take it? I want to encourage us. Let us not drift or have plan B's in our lives. Let us not have plan B's in our lives. Because God wants his promise. God wants his word to be fulfilled in your life. Only if you will trust him. Only if you will continue in the promise and in the work of faith. Only if you will continue in the work of salvation that he has given you through his son Jesus Christ. That is when fulfillment will come in your life. I already said, do not look for plan B. Maybe it is your marriage. You're like, I think I cannot stay any longer in this marriage. There is no plan B there. If you well sought God and that was the marriage God led you into and you believe that is his promise, stay in that marriage. If it is a job and you feel you are being oppressed around, things are not working, the promotion is not coming as you expected, trust in the Lord. He is your help. David says, I look to the hills, to the mountains. Where hence does my help come from? And he said, my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. I could go on and on and show you more examples. The same thing, Job's life happened. Job lost everything. He trusted in things. But at the end, God showed him that, Job, I want to restore you. That will only happen if you continue in faith, if you continue to trust me. In the twist of things, Job's life became a mess. And even his wife told him, why don't you denounce this God that you have believed and you have trusted? See what kind of curse or what kind of ruin he has brought upon your life. And Job rebuked her and said, away. The other Bible will say, go away from me, you foolish woman. Hallelujah. Job 2, 1 to 9. You will read that. Right? Job chapter 2, verse 1 to 9. Hallelujah. Job rebuked his wife because he wanted to stay strong in the promises that God had made to him. He wanted to keep his trust alive in the Lord. Hallelujah. And that did end very well for Job. Job had to be restored 7 times as what he had lost before. Hallelujah. Have you lost finances? Have you lost your family? Do you think loss is coming to your marriage? Praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord for him to help you and for him to grow you and make you overcome that challenge in your life. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17 verse 5. You write that down. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17 5. As I conclude. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. Hallelujah. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Maybe you're trusting someone for the job today. Maybe you're trusting someone for a finance today. Someone wants to give you some money because you have a need. Your children are about to go back to school. The month has just ended. We are in February. Your landlord has been knocking from the 30th of January. Today is 1st of February. You are worried. Someone has promised you money. Or maybe even they promised it to you a week because you prepared to pay the landlord before the week comes. But the person has told you, I am sorry, I cannot make it. I am sorry, I had some delays. I am sorry, things have not worked as I had expected. God is telling you this morning, trust in me. Hallelujah. We had a testimony Bishop giving us one time of a man who was desperate for a job and had searched for jobs everywhere. But he got in touch with a big man in a government, and the man promised him he would be getting him some job to do. But as things happened, the big man passed on. That was sad. Now, because the man looking for the job had his trust on the big man in government, he was saddened. He was grieved. And he felt that was the end of the world to him. Bishop told us that the man ran to him, crying in tears, and said, Bishop, I think the end has come for me. Did you see in the news? Did you hear in the radio? The man has died. The man I thought was going to give me that job. The man I thought was going to give me that promotion. The man whom I thought was going to give me the money to take back my children to school this holiday, this school term beginning, is no more. Hallelujah. Maybe the business you've been doing has crashed or has died. God is telling you, trust in me. Hallelujah. Trust in me. Don't cry like an unbeliever. You have believed in his name. He will come to your rescue. Hallelujah. God will deliver you. And God will give you that victory, that need, the answer that you've been looking for. Do not have plan B. Trust in the Lord. Do not try to fix things by yourself. Hagar tried, Sarah tried, Abraham tried to get Ishmael out of the plan of God because they wanted a child. A child whom they thought was going to make the promise of God come true in their lives. But God said, no, that was not my promise. That is your way of doing things. But I, God, will remain trustworthy. I, God, will remain faithful to what I have said to you. Hallelujah. God will remain faithful. God will remain trustworthy. God will remain reliable in your life. Praise the Lord. Let's clap to the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's clap to Him. Hallelujah. Why do we have to trust God? He is our source of life. He is our source of life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a future. Plans to give you hope. Plans to do you good and not to harm you. Hallelujah. God has the plan. He has given you the promise and the prophetic word for the year. Believe Him, trust Him, and that word will come true in your life. Let's bow our heads and pray for the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this word that you've given us this morning. Let it come with a deep revelation. Let it come with answers. Let it come with healing. Let it come with miracles in the lives of your people, Lord. Where hence shall our help come from, Lord, if it is not you? David cried out and said, my help comes from you, Lord, the creator of heaven and the creator of earth. Father, what hell stands in our lives that is big before you? May you take it away from us, Lord Jesus, this morning. Give us the answer. Give us the fulfillment of the word that you have placed in our hearts this morning, Lord. Give us the fulfillment of the promises that you have for us this year in our families, in our jobs, in our families, and in our finances, Lord. Father, we have believed in you and we have trusted you. For we are your children, Lord. You say in John 1 verse 12, that to those who have believed in him, he gave them the power to become sons and daughters, children of God. Father, we are your children and we have known you, King of glory. Psalms 9:10 tells us, Father, for we have known your name, Lord. May you come to our rescue. May you heal us this morning. May you restore us this morning. May you touch our lives. May you touch our families. Touch our business. Wherever the lack is, oh Father, King of glory, may your help come to us. We thank you, Jesus. We want to bless you. We want to exalt your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we believe and pray. Let's give God a hand of praise and appreciate Him for His wonderful word. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening to the word. I believe God will bless you, God will touch you, and God will be with you in that life, in that circumstance.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God, and you love God, and you want to engage with Him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen." If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you. Amen.